following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour Hour. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. All right. What are we going to talk about today? Let's start off with this before I forget, because I think this is a story that I haven't seen get much coverage. Donald Tusk, which is the president of the European People's Party, I believe is the name of the group, which apparently is a political party. I did a little research into it. They say it's a center-right party, which to me looks like a neocon-type deal. And there's a picture that Donald Tusk posted on his Twitter with a caption that says, "Despite seasonal turbulences, our transatlantic friendship must last. Hashtag Trump, hashtag NATO." So in other words, he means Trump is a seasonal turbulence. And once he's gone, then the transatlantic friendship is going to continue as per normal. Now, the picture he selected is with him pointing his fingers at Donald Trump's back as if his hand is a gun. Now, a lot of people are trying to defend him by saying, well, you know, it's just an accidental picture. He selected the picture. This is on his Twitter with him making that sign and saying, despite seasonal turbulences, which are weasel words, meaning despite Donald Trump, our transatlantic friendship must last. You know, this is the kind of stuff that feeds conspiracy theories, right? I mean, this guy is blatantly putting this up on his Twitter. Lots of remarks, of course, are condemning him for it. Lots of Americans are really upset about it, and I can't blame them. And it's really, it's disgusting. So if you want to take a look at it, this guy's name is Donald Tusk, and his Twitter handle is Donald Tusk EPP. And you can see this disgusting garbage for yourself. You know, this remember they had a discussion on CNN and all these other channels about how Trump isn't respected around the world, and you have these guys gathered around like little kids kind of gossiping about Donald Trump. You know, when the cat's away, the mice will play, right? And so they're in a circle kind of laughing about how Donald Trump held an impromptu press conference, and Donald Trump, you know, he's not always the most mature person himself, right? He picked up his toys and he went home. Well, good for him. And then the next day, Trudeau made a beeline for him, the Canadian Prime Minister, to kind of try to smooth things over, right? Justin Trudeau. I think this kind of stuff is just indicative that Trump is doing his job. He's doing the job that he was sent there for, that he was elected president for, which is to drain the swamp. And he is making these people very upset because he's forcing them to pay for our protection. He's creating better deals for the U.S. and I think he's doing a great job. And you know, I've always said that Donald Trump has never been my favorite. I always thought the dude was kind of a joke. But I'll tell you what, man, he is kicking butt up there, and I hope he keeps busting them up. Now, speaking of busted, Hillary Clinton appeared on the Howard Stern show, and that was, oh my goodness. You know, Howard Stern is such a great interviewer. I didn't even know he still had a show. He's such a great interviewer, and he had on Hillary Clinton, and it was sort of a neutered interview. I mean, You know, I remember what Howard, I haven't seen Howard Stern since like the 90s or something like that. And back then, when I heard Hillary Clinton was on his show, I was like, oh, he probably got her to take off her top, right? But no, you watch the interview and you could tell that there are subjects that he sort of has to dance around. He doesn't push her too hard on certain stuff. I mean, maybe his interview styles change, but I don't think that that's what the case is. And he kept trying to get her to kind of talk and get out of her shell. Nope. Held fast. Very, very tough egg to crack. I mean, I guess she's had experience, right? She was in the Benghazi hearings for 11 hours or whatever, so she knows what it's like to just kind of stonewall people who are trying to get honest answers to their questions. Now, she did say a couple of interesting things. One thing Hillary said was that if she had lost to a regular Republican, she wouldn't have been so upset. A regular Republican. That's pretty interesting. You know, I think what she meant was an establishment Republican. And like I was saying, Donald Trump's up there to drain the swamps. Part of the reason he's up there. And is he doing a 100% good job? No. I mean, we're still all around the world. We're still in everybody's business. You know, so that stuff I don't like. But to have Hillary Clinton be so damn mad about losing the election, that alone, right? Am I right, guys? That alone was worth it. Oh, she said that she was devastated or destroyed or whatever words she used when she lost the election. She said, I didn't know what happened. And you could see that she really is still upset about it. I think that's fantastic. You know, these people, they think that they're so entitled to the office. They think that they own the office. And to show that the people's vote still matters. And that we were able, even with all of the garbage that they threw out in 2015, with the Avengers getting on a commercial and saying about how you got to get rid of Donald Trump and he's a racist, all this crap, and then he still wins. Just fantastic. I mean, will we ever have another election like that in our lifetimes? I don't think we will. That is great. So she's upset that she didn't lose to a regular Republican, whatever that means. Now, another funny thing is that she's always blaming her failures on being a woman. She claimed that she won in the debates, but then blamed the loss of the debates on being a woman. Because Howard Stern asked her, well, you know, you didn't turn around and yell at him or anything like that. And she says, well, you know, from back in my day, when you were being a woman, you couldn't really be outspoken like that. So isn't that funny? So she claims that by every measure she won the debates and then still makes an excuse for not winning the debates. Howard Stern was talking about how Donald Trump walked over to her. Guys, that whole thing, if you go back and you look at that, Hillary Clinton, I'm talking about when they kept saying that he was stalking Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton walked away from her podium or whatever and goes out to the middle of the stage. And then he's walking around. He didn't go up to her, he didn't breathe on her, any of that stuff. And they're trying to make it seem as if he was like stalking. Go watch it again. Go watch it again. Forget the selected news clips. Actually watch the debate for the part that he's stalking her and look at the location of where everybody is in the room. You know, there's so many things that Donald Trump has done that they keep on saying as if it was a stone cold fact. Like they say when he made fun of that guy, they have that one clip of him waving his hands and they said he made fun of a disabled person. He didn't make fun of him, first of all, for being disabled. You're allowed to make fun of people. What disabled people are like so, they're not human beings anymore. You've got to treat them as if they don't have opinions and that you like or dislike. You've got to act as if they're just not human beings. It's crazy. So even if he did do that, to me, that's debatable as to whether or not he could be criticized for it. But he didn't make fun of him for being disabled. You see him like gesture with his arms. He's done that several times, but they don't show the other clips of him bringing his arms together and acting like, oh, I don't know what's going on, right? He did the same thing with Rubio. And that was a clip that was floating around back then. And I've seen him do it several times to other people. And they mischaracterize him, and they say that he was making fun of a disabled person. And they always do this stuff with him. So now they're claiming that he was stalking her, and she's like, yeah, that's what it's like, you know, when you're a woman, people try to intimidate you, and they walk over to you, and she says, it's just something that you've got to deal with. She says, guys walk over to intimidate women. Let's see if I can find that quote.
Right. Can I tell
guys,
you?
Guys do this with you all the time.
Well, because they know that that's one of the ways to shake women. So
there you go. So right out of the horse's mouth. And, you know, what I tell you on this show is truth. When I'm saying something, I've got audio clips to back it up. It's stuff that I've seen. I'm not just giving you my opinion. I mean, I am doing that. But this is stuff that is actually real and it's out there and you can find it for yourself. And how could you have a conversation about stalking, and if you're over the age of 40, how can you not remember when Al Gore famously walked into George W. Bush's space during their debates and, like, kind of stood over him and tried to intimidate him, and George Bush turned around with a surprised expression on his face and kind of looked him up and down, and the crowd laughed about it. You know, you didn't have to be, a man to be able to do that, to look at somebody as if, what the heck are you doing here? Could you imagine if somebody tried to, like, stalk and intimidate on stage and walk over to Tulsi Gabbard? I mean, that would be it, right? Their campaign would be over. She would eviscerate that person. And so to pretend that a supposedly powerful woman on stage who has the backing of the Secret Service and the eyes of the audience and all this stuff, to pretend that you're getting intimidated like that. If you're a woman who is in this arena and you're playing this game, you've got to be able to hold your own too. You don't need to physically fight, right? I mean, you could be like an old person and still make a fool of somebody who's trying to intimidate you. It's the mind that is the best thing to have in this type of arena. Now, if you were doing the Ultimate Fighter Championship, that would be a little bit different. Heck, if you're walking out on the street late at night, that would be different. I can totally understand that. And I'm not saying that women don't have things to worry about. When you've got men walking around who don't work out and they're still like 2 to 5 times stronger than you, I can completely understand being intimidated if you're around men. I get that. But for Hillary Clinton to come up here and blame her losses on the fact that she's a woman, it's disingenuous and it makes women look weak in general. I think she's making things worse for women, which is the opposite of what she claims that she wants to do. And Howard Stern is such a Hillary Clinton shill. He liked her for years. He was kissing her butt. He said that he voted for her. He wanted her to win over Obama. Oh my goodness. I mean, Obama is his own set of problems, but Hillary Clinton, far worse, far worse. I'm so glad that she lost that one also. You know, the Democrats are always pretending like they're worried about corporatism and the corporations taking over and the oligarchs taking over. I mean, can you get a bigger shill for big money than Hillary Clinton? I don't think you can. I think she's a number one, will do anything for money. Money and power. And she was the Democrats' pick. I mean, fantastic. They're such hypocrites. And speaking of which, Nancy Pelosi, she will do anything. She'll justify anything. And just another hypocritical piece of garbage. Here's Nancy Pelosi announcing that the House is going to go ahead and proceed with drafting the articles of impeachment. And here's what she has to say to a reporter who says, hey, you think that you might lose some Democrats in districts where Trump won?
Why should they vote for articles of impeachment? It could ultimately hurt them in their races come next year.
Well, thank you for your question. This has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, I hope you were sitting down when you heard that. Nancy Pelosi regarding the impeachment, this has nothing to do with politics. You know, they couldn't tell the truth on a bet. Even if there was nothing to lie about, just reflexively, they would still lie. And this is why Nancy Pelosi looks the way that she does. Now, I'm not saying she's an ugly woman. I don't think she is. For her age, I actually think she's good looking. I'm talking about her face, her facial features. You know, when she talks, she's choking on her own words. She literally is constantly lying. And because of this, constantly deceiving, her face has gotten contorted. And she looks down, she can't get the words out because she's telling lies at the same time that she's speaking. And it looks like that's what she's doing. Even if you had the sound off, you could tell Nancy Pelosi is a lying snake top to bottom. Nancy Pelosi had a town hall recently. And you know, I'm looking at her and I'm looking at her body language. As scripted as she is, you would think that the words would come out a lot smoother. You know, talking live is pretty tough, right? When you haven't rehearsed the answers to the questions, it's probably pretty tough to be, I guess, politically correct about things. But she's talking with Anderson Cooper, who, of course, you know, like Stern, just throwing out these softball questions. In fact, there's one question that he asked. He said, what's your reaction to something that Trump said? And she chastises him for this on air. You know, the Democrats have gotten to the point where they just do not care about any question that you ask them. Just such a benign, easy to answer question. Hey, Trump said this. What do you think about what he said? And she goes, I hope this whole thing isn't going to be about my reaction to Trump. Yeah, it is. This is about impeaching Donald Trump. Of course you're going to be asked to react to something that Trump says. And Anderson Cooper's apologetic. Oh, no, well, there's just one question from this is the last question. It's from a Twitter user. It's not my fault. It's from Twitter. Somebody on Twitter asked this question. We're just doing work of the people. I'm so sorry, Nancy. Ridiculous. You know, and when you look at the people who are in the press, like Anderson Cooper is a Vanderbilt, he's got, you know, these people all have ties to power, and that's how they get in. They know somebody who knows somebody, and if any of them dare to actually tell the truth, boom, they're out, they get fired. If somebody wants to cover Bernie Sanders, who I don't even like Bernie Sanders, but if somebody wants to cover Bernie Sanders, bam, that's it. Somebody says positive things about Trump, that's it. You have guys like Schiff who will subpoena their records and then actually put out personal information about the reporters and about the reporting and the research that they've done, completely unconstitutional, but they don't care. You have Obama, who pretended like he never intimidated reporters before and then passes law. You know, Donald Trump will get out there and he'll personally say this is fake news. And he says that, I don't think he uses the word scum, but basically he thinks that they're scum. He calls them dishonest people, calls them liars. But as far as laws passed, he hasn't passed any. Okay. The only laws that I'm thinking of off the top of my head that got passed that basically establishes a ministry of truth under Congress, where they can actually go through what reporters say and edit what they say and stuff like that. That was under Obama. On December 26th, 2016, before he left office, Obama signs the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017 that has the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act signed into law. So that was Obama, and as much as they say that Trump is this, Trump is that, please show me any authoritarian legislation that Trump has signed into law. And this is why they want to get rid of Trump so badly, because he's telling the truth, and sure, he's tactless, but you know what? Who cares? And they want to get rid of him by any means necessary. Listen to this garbage here. So this is from the Nancy Pelosi's town hall. A couple of interesting things that she says. First of all, she says that this is all about Russia. And brings back the conspiracy theory. She literally says in this town hall, all roads lead to Putin. Can you believe this? That we're still here? I mean, the Mueller report comes out. They spent years investigating Trump. They turned over everything. They arrested people trying to get them to say what they wanted them to say. And they still couldn't get to him. So now we're back on impeachment. Like I said, trying to get rid of him any way possible. Oh my gosh, she said that, quoted one of the professors, I think, saying that this is the worst, that he's acted worse than any president in history, and said Richard Nixon doesn't even come close. And what's their evidence for this? Nothing. It's so paper thin. Did you watch any of the hearings? I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't. It didn't look like anybody did. CNN even cut out their coverage of the hearings and went back to their regularly scheduled program. Their ratings are so low. I think they're one-third, something like one-third of Fox's ratings right now. It's embarrassing. In fact, if you put together CNN and MSNBC combined, their ratings are lower than Fox News' ratings. You know, when Fox News first came out, I thought they were terrible because they were so biased. Now, they're the fairest news network out there. It's unbelievable. I never thought that their statement, fair and balanced, would actually be truer, more true than it is false. Another interesting thing that she admitted was that she said that she knew that there were no WMDs in Iraq, and so she knew it was a misrepresentation of the public. She also said that she knew that 9/11 had nothing to do with Iraq. You know, you figured you could have been ringing the bell a little bit louder back then. And when Trump goes up and he's in front of Putin and a reporter says over to him, so you believe intelligence Putin agencies, well, that doesn't mean that he sides with Putin over the U.S. He's just saying that he doesn't believe what our intelligence agencies are saying. And if Putin happens to say something the opposite of what the intelligence agencies are saying, well, maybe he's right. Maybe he's not right. But he doesn't know. Look, there's no reason to believe the intelligence agencies of this country that are saying things, or at least the reports coming from the about the intelligence agencies in this country. Maybe the intelligence agencies in the country are very accurate, but the reports coming out about them had said things along the lines of 27 different intelligence agencies or whatever, 17, I don't remember how many, all say that WikiLeaks got their information from Russia. When WikiLeaks themselves has said that they did not get it from any state agency, including Russia. So if that's the case, and they're saying they're not, are you going to say, well, you believe WikiLeaks over our own intelligence agency? Well, let's see. WikiLeaks has a 100% record of truthfulness, 100%. And our agencies, our intelligence agencies, the CIA, do you think they ever lie? Yeah? Did you buy the WMD story? Well, if you didn't, you're not a conspiracy theorist, unless Nancy Pelosi is too, because it says right here, she knew there were no WMDs in Iraq.
Why did you oppose impeachment in the past? And what is your obligation to protect our democracy from the actions of our president now?
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up the question about, because when I became speaker the first time, there was overwhelming call for me to impeach President Bush on the strength of the war in Iraq, which I vehemently opposed. And again, I said at other places, that was my wheelhouse. I was intelligence. I was the ranking member on the intelligence committee even before I became part of the leadership of Gang of Four. So I knew there were no nuclear weapons in Iraq. It just wasn't there. They had to show us. They had to show the Gang of Four all the intelligence they had. The intelligence did not show that was the case. So I knew it was a misrepresentation to the public. But having said that, it was in my view, not a grounds for impeachment. They won the election. They made a representation. And to this day, people think that it was the right thing to do.
Unbelievable. So lying us into a war is not grounds for impeachment. But a phone call, a benign phone call, of which the transcripts have been released, where the public can look and see for themselves, that's impeachable. Unreal. And you know what else is unreal? Is that CNN is apparently so embarrassed by this town hall that it's not even on YouTube where you can see it clearly. They're in these little bits and pieces. I found this because YouTube's crappy algorithm, you got to play around with it a little bit so that you can find this poor schlub uploaded this, all edited crazy so that it wouldn't get automatically taken down. You know, I'm almost out of time, but I hate to end on a sour note, so let's have one last laugh at these clowns here, and I'm going to play the clip from the impeachment hearing.
The Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president